Welcome to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of the Academic Challenge. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams from Bridgman. Your name and your grade.
I'm Mark. I'm a junior.
I'm Sam. I'm a sophomore.
And from Coloma?
I'm Samantha. From Coloma, I'm a junior.
I'm Brendan, and I'm a senior.
I'm Matthew, and I'm a junior.
I'm Spencer, and I'm a junior.
Your captain, Bridgman.
I'm captain.
And your coaches, Mark?
Our coaches are Mr. Noel and Mr. Nicka.
And the captain tonight from Coloma.
I am.
Spencer, and who is your coach, your coaches?
Mr. Sheen and Mrs. Glisson.
Okay, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing a peachy.
Good. Everybody ready to start the academic challenge?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's start the academic challenge between Bridgman and Coloma. Your time's going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, what do members of the armed forces hear every day at dawn?
Mark, from Bridgman?
That'd be a morning bugle call.
More specific.
Revelry?
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points... A party of Spaniards under what explorer sought gold in Arkansas during the years 1541 and 1542?
Mark from Bridgman?
Would that be conquistadors under Pizarro?
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Brendan from Coloma.
The ones under Americana, or however you say his name.
Yeah, well, a good guess. It was Hernando de Soto. Oh. And no gold was found, and Spain lost interest, and they gave it over to the Clintons. So, for 15 points, if certain fungi were described as pathogenic, what characteristic would they have?
Matthew from Coloma.
They'd be airborne and contagious.
I'm sorry?
Contagious.
Yeah, okay. Causing disease, contagious, okay.
15 points?
15. For 20 points, what do Ethiopia, the Bahamas, Canada, Fiji, Hong Kong, New Zealand, Liberia, Taiwan, the United States, Zimbabwe, Belize, Australia, Guyana, Singapore, and Malaysia currently have in common?
Mark from Bridgman.
They're all in the UN.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Spencer from Coloma.
English as an official language.
Incorrect. They all use the dollar as currency. For 15 points, slavery, the treatment of American Indians, and the Mexican War helped provoke this 1849 treaty by Henry David Thoreau.
Matthew from Coloma.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Incorrect.
Time.
The Henry David Thoreau. It was on civil disobedience. For 10 points, what five-letter word is used to represent any pictorial representation of numerical data? Five-letter word.
Sam from Bridgman.
Graph.
That's correct for 10 points. For 20 points, a math question. Find the first derivative of y equals cosine, paren 2x minus 1, close paren.
Maybe repeat that one more time, Bill.
Find the first derivative of y equals cosine, parent 2x minus 1, closed parent.
Brendan from Coloma.
Negative 2 sine parentheses 2x minus 1.
That is correct for 20 points. For 10 points, the New Testament was written in Greek. In what language was the Communist Manifesto originally written?
Spencer from Coloma.
German.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the ancient Greek philosopher Thales secured his reputation by predicting what celestial event that frightened the Medes and Lydian armies into signing a peace treaty.
Spencer from Coloma.
Lunar eclipse.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. 5 seconds. Sam from Bridgman.
Solar eclipse.
That is correct for 10 points. We have a new addition to the Bridgman team.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
That's you.
Oh, my name's Sydney.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome, Sydney. For 15 points, the name of what item of modern technology combines the Greek for far with the Latin for to see?
Mark from Bridgman.
Binoculars.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Brendan from Coloma.
Telescope.
Incorrect. Close on both. Television. For 5 points, what baseball team played in Scheib Park and now plays in Veterans Stadium?
Matthew from Coloma.
The New York Mets.
Incorrect.
Sam from Bridgman.
Boston Red Sox.
Incorrect. It was the Philadelphia Phillies. Oh. For 5 points, what is the family name of three American writers whose first names are Laura, William Rose, and Stephen Vincent?
Brendan from Coloma.
Wilder.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Time.
Bennett or Benet, I guess. For 10 points, the noun burlesque is synonymous with which of these words? Lecher, cathedral, mockery, or stage?
Mark from Bridgman.
Stage.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Matthew from Coloma.
Cathedral.
Incorrect. It's mockery. Glad you don't know that one. For 20 points, who facetiously remarked, quote, I hear that whenever anyone in the White House tells a lie, Nixon gets a royalty, end quote. Who facetiously remarked?
Spencer from Coloma.
Bill Clinton.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Sam, Bridgman.
Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect. It was the I am not a crook himself, Richard Nixon, who said that. For 5 points, what is the only...
Really?
Too bad. He'd be a rich guy. But, for 5 points, what is the only member of the animal kingdom who outlives her reproductive capacity?
We're just under a minute. Mark from Bridgman.
Turtle.
I'm sorry?
A turtle.
Incorrect.
Coloma. Brendan from Coloma.
Humans.
Absolutely correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what did John F. Kennedy mean when he said, this effort is expensive, but it pays its own way for freedom and for America?
And this will be our last question. Mark from Bridgman.
The Cold War.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Spencer from Coloma.
The Gemini program.
That's correct. The space program. So
for five points.
That was for 5 points.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge and News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Coloma 55, Bridgman 25. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions that the first team could not answer. Bridgman, right now you're trailing at the moment. So you have first choice of these three categories, which are wartime, Spanish, children's tales. Bridgman, what's your choice?
We're going to go with wartime.
Wartime it is. And is there a setup to wartime?
No, there is not.
All right, Bridgman, your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
Which two countries fought in the Hundred Years' War?
England and France.
Correct. Thomas Gage was an English general during what war?
World War One.
Incorrect. Who retreated from Moscow in 1812?
Germany.
Incorrect. Tennyson wrote about the Charge of the Light Brigade, which took place during what war?
World War Two.
Incorrect. In what city was Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand killed?
Pass.
How long did World War One last?
3 years?
Incorrect. Between 1936 and 1939, what civil war was fought?
Pass.
That's time. Bridgman, you've got one question correct for 10 extra points. Coloma, that gives you 9 questions on the board for a possible 90 extra points. There's no setup for this, so your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
Thomas Gage was an English general during what war?
7 Years' War?
Incorrect. The American Revolution. Who retreated from Moscow in 1812?
Napoleon.
Correct. Tennyson wrote about the Charge of the Light Brigade, which took place during what war?
Crimean War.
Correct. In what city was Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand killed?
Sarajevo.
Correct. How long did World War One last?
4 years.
Correct. Between 1936 and 1939, what civil war was fought?
Spanish Civil War.
Correct. What war was waged by 57 countries?
World War Two.
Correct. In what war was the village of Panmunjom the site truce negotiations?
Korean War.
Coloma, you've got 9 questions correct for an extra 90 points. And now, Coloma, that leaves you with the last two, Spanish or children's tales. Spencer?
We're going to go with children's tales.
Children's tales. Is there a setup to children's tales, Mr. Klein?
No, there is none.
All right. So your 60 seconds will start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
He had the golden touch.
Midas?
Correct. This girl's grandmother lived in the woods.
Red Riding Hood.
Red Riding Hood?
Correct. They dropped breadcrumbs so they wouldn't get lost.
Hansel and Gretel.
This girl sat in a little chair and broke it.
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks?
He thought nobody would guess his name.
Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin?
Correct. He found a magic lamp.
Aladdin?
Correct. She fell down a rabbit hole.
Alice in Wonderland?
When his beloved said yes, he became a prince.
Beauty and the Beast?
Correct. He discovered the secret words, open sesame.
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Incorrect. What did Androcles do for a feline in Aesop's fable?
Time. Go ahead, if you have an answer.
Fed it?
Incorrect.
Points. Coloma, that's 8 questions correct for an extra 80 points. That leaves 2 questions available for Bridgman. Bridgman, your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
He discovered the secret words, open sesame.
Pass.
I can't pass in this. We'll go to the next one. We'll come back to it. What did Androcles do for a feline in Aesop's fables?
Took care of it.
Incorrect. It's removed a thorn.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the magic words, open sesame.
Aladdin.
Yeah, good guess, but it was Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Well, Bridgman, that's zero questions, right, for 0 points. That ends our 60-second round, and we'll check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Coloma 225 to Bridgman 35. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Bridgman, what's happening, Mark, at Bridgman?
Well, this week is our varsity week. Tonight we have a JV doubleheader, boys and girls games. Tomorrow night we have a boys and girls varsity doubleheader, our Winterfest game. And on Saturday night we have our Winterfest semi-formal dance.
Great. And from Coloma, Spencer, what's happening in Coloma?
Greetings from Coloma. Our student council organized a blood drive, and it was very successful with many students donating. On Tuesday, our varsity boys basketball team won their game with a score of 54-36 against Watervliet. Coloma and Watervliet schools challenged each other to raise money for United Way's charities. Together, we raised over $11,000. As always, we would like to thank our sponsors, Cook Nuclear Plant, Signature Toyota, Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Lakeshore Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, and WSJM for hosting this event.
Wow.
How'd you guys do in finals?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well,
I don't like finals. I don't like big tests.
Well, there's no substitutions from either team tonight.
I don't care.
So now let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Bridgman and Coloma. Your time's going to start once Bill reads that first question.
We're going to do a math question for 15 points. A man walks 15 blocks to work every morning at a rate of 2 miles per hour. If there are 20 blocks in a mile, how long does it take him to walk to work?
Matthew from Coloma?
A minute and 30 seconds.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. That's time.
22 and a half minutes. That guy was walking really fast.
I thought it was 2 miles per minute.
He should be on the track team. For 5 points. Beam, arch, truss, pontoon, cantilever, and suspension. These are all types of what architectural structure?
Brendan from Coloma?
Bridges.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 15 points, what did Jesus say would not add a single hour to our lives?
Mark from Bridgman?
Praying.
Incorrect.
Coloma from... Time.
Just what we do with finals. Worrying. This is another math question. For 20 points. In a football game, the Eagles had 50% more yards running than passing than the Falcons. The Falcons had 42 more yards passing than running. If the Eagles had 450 yards of total offense, how many yards running did the Falcons have?
That's time.
What a silly question. 129. Yeah, I figured they were the Bears. For 15 points, this game originated in India and was popularized in England by Army personnel. It came to the U.S. in the 1870s and became a popular backyard sport as well as a competitive endeavor. Name this activity.
Sydney from Bridgman.
Baseball.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Matthew from Coloma.
Football.
Incorrect. Badminton.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
For 10 points. After England, what country is the setting for the most Shakespearean plays?
Brendan from Coloma.
Italy.
That is correct. For 10 points. Mm-hmm. For 5 points. Among the great European empires, was Napoleon's of 1812? Whose empire flourished in 800?
Brendan from Coloma.
Charlemagne's.
That's correct for 5 points. What kind of fish? Oh, for 10 points. What kind of fish loses its battle with the old man in The Old Man and the Sea?
Mark from Bridgman.
Wasn't it a trout?
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Brendan from Coloma.
Salmon.
It was a marlin. For 15 points, what city in Northern Arizona, what city is Northern Arizona University in?
Spencer from Coloma.
Phoenix.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Mark from Bridgman.
Tucson.
Incorrect. Flagstaff. For 15 points, if Franklin Delano Roosevelt had died in his third term, who would be the president? Who would be the president?
Spencer from Coloma.
Henry Wallace.
That's correct for 15 points. For 10 points, which of the following nations does not share a border with Israel? Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan.
Sam from Bridgman.
Saudi Arabia.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what cabinet department runs the U.S. Maritime Administration and the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration? The cabinet department.
Sam from Bridgman.
Environmental.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Time.
It's the Commerce Department. Here we have another math question for 10 points. Two numbers have a product of 75, a quotient of 3, a difference of 10, and a sum of 20. What are the two numbers?
I'm going to have you repeat that one more time because I'm confused.
Two numbers have a product of 75, a quotient of 3.
Brendan from Coloma.
15 and 5.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, it is a small fried ball of cornmeal dough. In the southern United States, it got its name from the custom of throwing them to the dogs.
Spencer from Coloma.
Hush puppies.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, in the 18th century, where could English women convicts go instead of going to jail?
Brendan from Coloma.
Australia.
That's correct.
Well, I knew it was a prison island, but I didn't know that was the answer.
For 20 points.
For 20 points.
Obviously, brother George.
Australia or to the Americas.
Well, I knew Australia was a prison island, but I didn't know it was for women.
Yeah, well, you know, they're just as good as we are.
So. Yeah, I guess.
For 20 points. What great novelist wrote a story called A Little Hero while awaiting trial for his life in a cell of the Peter and Paul Fortress in St. Petersburg?
Time.
Good thing nobody said Mary. The Peter Paul Fortress was Dostoevsky. For 15 points, Pythagoras called it the perfect number, expressing the beginning, the middle, and the end. What number is it?
And we're under a minute. Mark from Bridgman?
0.
Incorrect.
Brendan from Coloma?
360.
Incorrect. 3. Okay.
Okay. That's right.
Well,
for 10 points. Makes sense. What look did Diane Keaton popularize by dressing as if she were in her Big Brother's clothes?
Sam from Bridgman.
Drag queen.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Time.
Annie Hall. For 10 points, what color coat does a master of foxhounds wear while hunting?
And this will be your last question. Mark from Bridgman.
Orange.
Incorrect.
Brendan from Coloma.
Brown.
Incorrect. It's red.
I was going to guess that.
Do you know that?
The foxhound.
Well, Bill, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 295 to 45 is the team from Coloma. Congratulations, Coloma. Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of the Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant.
We light up your life.
Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as we go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.